Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now back. We have returned. We are now into the third and final hour. Wide open phones in this hour. Also have some economic news I want to go over. Some new 9/11 developments that I do want to talk about that I am going to cover coming up in this hour. And, of course, your phone calls. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. I'm told that Jeff in Pennsylvania disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've heard you speak of World War II vets at an airport getting hassled.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, you got to understand that officer safety is a number one priority in law enforcement and security. The youngest person to kill an officer was 7 years old. The oldest person was 97. So you got to be careful when you're dealing with people, because post 9/11 world, you don't know what to expect. So you know, one of these vets could very well just say, "Hey, I don't like the war. Yeah, I could kind of get Al-Qaeda's message. You know, I don't like this security, man," and you have an incident. So I really don't see a problem with tough security at our airports.
Well, what I saw when I was out in San Francisco 3 or 4 years ago now was these foreigners. I mean, they hardly could speak English. And in these bright blue outfits with berets and black boots, and there was a group of World War II vets, survivors of Pearl Harbor, because they had the hats on that said it and the jackets. And a whole bunch of them getting together on a flight, probably 20, 30 of them, to go to Hawaii. And they were having checkpoints after you'd gone through the gate, secondary checkpoints, just harassing people just sitting there. And I watched them make this old man get up. And I don't want to get into too many details, but it was a type where you can tell they're close to death, where the eyes are coming back and peeled over. It's all red. And he could barely stand up. He was on a walker. He had oxygen. And he had some daughter who looked elderly, probably a daughter helping him. And the guy was like poking at the and telling her to sound. And then the guy's going like this. And they're like, you know, like poking at him. And I was just like, my God. And I wanted to go over and say something. And Colonel Craig Roberts, one of our guests, said he saw the same thing in a saw another old World War II vet in the same type of garb. I guess it's like these foreigners see World War II vets, and it's like attack dog. They want to get at them. I don't know. That must just drive them nuts or something, people with walkers and oxygen tanks. But I don't think that guy – I mean, that guy couldn't even probably hear a word he was saying. He was just jabbering at him in some foreign language. Anything else?
It doesn't take much effort to pull a trigger, but – have you ever put on a black uniform? Because I have a cousin that's on the Pittsburgh SWAT team, and I've gone along with him to one of the drills they've had, and
this is a joke call. This is a joke call. You're not serious.
But with your illegal immigration views, there's a business opportunity here. These guest workers, you know, you got to think as an entrepreneur, and it's cheap labor, guest worker program. There's an opportunity to make money here. So, you know, the reason why they're coming across the border is they want to work. So, you know,
my only point is that they're not under the same rules as everybody else. Citizens are harassed. They want a blood type, basically, now. They get on an airplane or walk down the street, but then they go, "Oh, if we don't arrest illegals for drunk driving or no driver's license." I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. More calls on the other side.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remember Mr. Schwab, who was walking across the country, and then when they went to a wedding, they took his son, his wife's genetic son, but you know, his son, his stepson, away from him and said, "We're giving it to a grandmother, but we're trying to take it even away from the grandmother, the 7-year-old son." Well, now they told him, "Stop your walk across the country. Stop your walk across the United States, or we are going to take them completely." Well, they point blank told him, they came to the grandmother's house, took the 7-year-old crying to foster care, away from family now. Grandma can't have it. Because they said, "You shouldn't have gone on the Alex Jones radio show." And they said, "Now we're going to punish you." Now, that's a crime right there they just committed. But see, they don't care. There's hardly any checks or balances to stop them. And I say hardly any. There are some, but they think they're invincible. Oh, you want to go on the radio about us saying you're not allowed to be a 9/11 truth and have children. Well, you went on that show. And so we're just going to completely take your child because you went on the radio. I mean, that isn't terrorism. If that isn't official oppression, if that isn't Soviet gulag, I mean, we are a Soviet gulag. Well, they don't mess with a big fish like me yet. But they're out there grabbing everybody else, having their way, enjoying themselves, feeling real good. It feels good to take a near-death vet fighting to go to his Pearl Harbor remembrance and jab and poke at him. Because his hearing aids are, you know, can't let him hear you because he's so near, I mean, literally on death's doorstep. Shaking, barely able to stand up. Never forget that. I was like, my God, is that person jabbering in a foreign language? Poking a World War II survivor of Pearl Harbor? Yes. The hells I've seen. And I guess I was there at that time. I meant to see that. And Raymond Schwab, no criminal record, a lay pastor. Oh, we're not taking your son away from you and your wife to give to your grandmother for now. We may take him completely. Oh, that's it. You went on the radio. You are a danger going on the Alex Jones Show. We're taking him. That's it. He's gone now. Kidnapping's what it is. We're kidnapping your child because you're in 9/11 Truth and went on that show. They're government kidnappers. But they run the media and the culture, and they got killers with guns that'll do whatever they're told. But don't worry, killers with guns, you'll end up just like thugs in Russia or Germany or China. Statistically, you're fed on by your own system when they have lots of purges. So just remember, when nobody's helping you, that you reap what you sow, what comes around goes around. Let me tell you something. You don't have to wait to die to go to hell. There's a law to this universe. Let me tell you something. When you do evil and you hurt innocent people and you hurt children, when you're dying of cancer, or when you're in that car wreck, smashed, dying, and you're dying as the ambulance pulls up and your leg's chopped off, it's how the universe deals with you. And right now you're scared. You don't even believe in God, but right now, deep down, you're scared. You know why? Because you know I'm telling you the truth. So I've got that little bit of solace. The people that take people's crying children because they engage in their First Amendment right have got God to deal with. Get me the Johnny Cash song. I'm playing it for that Kansas CPS group that took Raymond Schwab's son from his crying wife and now have completely taken the child. Let's play a little bit of Johnny Cash for him. You got that ready? This is for you and what you've done. And Raymond's so freaked out, he doesn't even know if he wants to come on air and talk about it and give their numbers out. It's all Mr. Schwab can do now. Oh, you went on the air. You did something that was wrong. You did something bad. Well, you're gonna pay for that. You're gonna get in a lot of trouble for that now. You're going to learn this is Russia under Stalin. Understood? So he goes and he has 9/11 truth signs, so they take his son and give it to the grandma. And then they said, oh, you went on the Alex Jones Show to talk about it. Now we're taking him completely away from your family for going on the show. And they commit the crime of saying they're taking his child because he went on the show. So this is what's going to happen to you. We'll be right back.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
I want everybody to pray for Mr. Schwab's family and pray for his sweet little 7-year-old son. A dear, sweet person kidnapped by criminals, taken into foster care. God knows what they'll do to him. But he's 7. He's old enough to speak out against them. But they kill so many children. They torture so many children. 5 times more likely to abuse children than any other group. The most dangerous place for a child is with these killers. And I'm saying the system itself is killers. I don't know these particular scumbags, but I know that it is criminal to go, hey, you shouldn't have talked to the media. Now we're taking him all the way from you. That is pure wickedness. But that's what Jack Bauer would do when he's fighting Al-Qaeda. You're not fighting Jack Bauer, by the way. They're sending us a video as they try to walk across the country. They told them, stop your walk or we're taking the child even away from the grandmother. At a house with family, happy. They've already taken them to family. And they've got CPS. I told them that'd be the next step. You don't talk to the media. You don't talk to nobody or you're going. We're taking him all the way away. And he kept the walk going. Meanwhile, cops walk up to him. We've got this on tape now. He's sending it to us. Walk up when they're on the street corner preaching and say, turn the camera off. And they say no, and they go, I'm going to charge you with wiretapping. Wiretapping is sneaking in somebody's house and putting a tap on it. Wiretapping is intercepting someone's private communique, not preaching on a street with a video camera. And that cop knows that. But again, it's a direct stab right at the heart of America. Just picture that cop with a big old dagger right at the heart of America, just plunging it in. Oh, die, America! Ah, die, yeah! Oh, kill America! Yes, oh, yes! Oh, die, 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 die! I hate America! I hate America! I like it! I love killing it! I mean, that's who they are. Let me take the World War II Pearl Harbor vet, jab him in the arm. You little fella. You know, let's do what we want. We're going to run things. We'll take your child. You didn't submit to us. I mean, they're just evil, man. These people are evil. They're a bunch of low-grade moron scum. But I ask God, please intervene for the courage of the Schwab family. When they told them stop the walk or we're taking them completely, they didn't stop the walk. They went on the show. They had courage. They had faith. You know that. God, if it's in your will, maybe it's in God's will that we all see this evil. I don't know, but just whatever your will is, please. I just pray that even if the child's taken, even if they do horrible things to the child, if that's your will, God, at least comfort the family's heart. Again, I don't even know. Maybe it's God's will. You never know. I mean, you know, maybe there's a tension on this case. Who knows what they'll do to the child, and that will come out. You know, it's just there's so many of these children. They just have their way with them. Pure evil. Directly out of the very pit. The crack of hell. But I know one thing. I don't have to ask God for this. They're going to have justice done on them. It's absolutely assured. Absolutely assured. We'll be right back.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 21st, 2007. Gold 656, 10 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $677.38, $334.25 for half, $167.13 for quarter. That's $667.38, $334.25 and $167.13. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There goes controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico.
Welcome back.
Yep. Turnabout's fair play. Heck, I already love the food and tequila. I'm gonna fly that long star flag at Old Glory every day. I'm gonna celebrate every 4th of July. I'm gonna make them print them forms in English just for me. I'm gonna marry me a pretty senorita. We're gonna have free medical care and free education for all our kids. Heck, playing my old guitar is the only other skill I got. I want them to see old George Strait over there.
Hey, gringo, you're swimming the wrong way.
Yeah, I know. Hey, amigo, you got a sister?
Of course, you try that over there, they'll beat your brains in and throw you in a dirt-bottom jail for you to die in a coma. That's not how it works. They carry machine guns and they will kill you. But America's land of the cowards, home of the slaves, designed and made and minted to be taken over and to have absolutely no rights. And to have CPS take people's children because they come on the show. Shouldn't have gone on Mr. Jones' show. We're taking your children. Raymond Schwab. And I don't know if he wants to come on the show yet. He's just calling up, freaking out. Obviously, I know why. This is the New World Order. This is the gates of hell upon us, ladies and gentlemen. This is their pleasure, having their way with us like they do every day in so many ways. Here's a story. This is out of the Examiner newspaper. Military reviews. They know what they... This is kind of like Bush grants himself new dictator powers. He grants himself. The military reviews, placing special ops on U.S. soil. Of course, there's an 1878 law barring them, but they've conditioned the public and had drills thousands of times until we're prepared for it. Military reviews, placing special ops on U.S. soil. Doesn't matter if it's a criminal violation of posse comitatus, they just don't care. U.S. military command, in charge of protecting the homeland, asked the Pentagon earlier this year for a contingent of special operations officers to help with domestic anti-terrorism missions, like when they go to the local peacenik group and have special ops criminally in Houston, Texas, or in San Francisco, military infiltrate and spy on American citizens who are going and protesting in front of the foreign company Halliburton, now based in Dubai. They were handing out cheese sandwiches, and they had special ops illegally doing that. But see, now we're under martial law. Bush is just easing us into the water, though. Yeah, you got a federal law bar on this. I do what I want. We're going to destroy your country. And he'll probably just hand it over to Hillary or somebody else when he leaves office. It doesn't matter. He's just setting it all up for you. Tell you about this when we get back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valley. There are tall ships flying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution!
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
gentlemen. That's for the people out there that kidnapped a pastor's child because he was part of 9/11 Truth and he came on this show and they said, we're taking your child because you went on Alex Jones' show. That is the Soviet Union America. That is what we've turned into. That's what we are now. As the evil goes on all around us, and as all the well-fed yuppies and the rest of the scum just keep marching on into oblivion. But we're not going along with it. We're not standing for it. We can see what it is, and we've said not just no, but hell no. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. James, where are you calling from?
Indianapolis.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, I was looking over these documents that the FBI just released through the Judicial Watch.
Yes.
And there is a huge smoking gun buried in those documents, and you need to know about this. Okay, here it is. One of the top al-Qaeda guys in Guantanamo Bay, he's being tortured. His name is Zubaydah. Let's just talk about this guy. Anyway, this guy named who he was working for. He gave three names and their phone numbers. This is not a secret. There's lots of articles on this. There's even books about it. All three of those guys suddenly died. Anyway, the first name he gave was Prince Ahmad bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz. Because he wanted them to know this because he thought he'd be released once they found out who he was working for. Now, if you look on page 11 of those FBI documents, it says, and I'm quoting, the Saudi Arabian group was headed by His Royal Highness Prince Ahmad bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz. It's the same guy. What this means is the head of this group is who those guys in Cuba were working for.
Now, I remember all of it. I can confirm that. This is ultra-massive. I hope Steve Watson is listening right now for a part two on that. My other reporter is in China right now, and I've got two others here, but we're getting ready for a showing tonight and a bunch of other circuses that are ongoing. But that is certainly big.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guys that are being tortured, they said who they worked for, and it's the guy that the FBI helped out of the country. He was the head of that group. This needs to be reported. It wasn't just a little mistake. These guys weren't nothing. Everybody knows they should have been stopped and interrogated, and now we know why they weren't, because that is the head of those guys down in Cuba. That's who they're working for.
That is just massive. That is so huge.
And it's easy to find, too. There's lots of news reports.
No, I know. I remember reading them all. I know you're right. Listeners, he's right. I've got to go dig it all up now. Go to Infowars.net, and it says contact webmaster. Send all that data just to help him so he can get it out quicker.
I've already sent it.
Yeah, send it to Steve Watson. Send it to Waddy Watt, Paul Watson. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com, and we'll send it over to Paul, and we'll get that out.
Okay.
Well, good job, my friend. I really commend you for that. Yeah, let's see if the Dig Berry Brigade's been able to stop our story. FBI allowed Bin Laden to personally charter flight after 9/11. You'd think that'd be newsworthy, but no, it never made popular. It has been buried. Because, you know, everything we say is made up, and our news is spam, according to the Dig Berry Brigade. Maybe you can go stop them. Maybe you can go ram it through the top on them. It's absolutely amazing that this is going on. So I hope that everybody gets this article and gets it out to people, and we will get a part two out on that. That is just huge. As for the identity of all right, I'm going to be calm about this because I'm a man of my word, and I respect the wishes of others, and I tend to actually agree with them in many respects. But there's few issues that I'm torn on. I like to be decisive. And when you get into delicate things, sometimes you just got to be decisive, even if it isn't the right decision. It's better to be decisive than to be indecisive. So if I had my druthers, because it looks like the guy's kind of agnostic on his name being in the public, I would go with it. But I understand the arguments for not going with it. We know the name. We've done the interview. By we, I'm the executive producer on the film, honored to be part of it. With the individual who's going to be in the Loose Change Final Cut, who was a high-level city official in emergency management. I'm just going to leave it there. who was in Building 7, and the first tower had been hit, and then he goes up to the emergency management center he's outside of. There's steaming coffee, half-eaten sandwiches, nobody's in there. He calls another command post. They say, get out of there! Get out of there! And he starts trying to get on the elevator. It's shut down. He goes into the stairwell. Boom! Explosions. Makes the floor collapse under him. He goes down. It's all destroyed. Dead bodies everywhere in the main foyer. He gets out. Firemen get him out of a hole in the building. By then, the second tower is hit, and they collapse later. And these are explosions in 7, big ones. I mean, and they're saying there were no dead. Then, of course, he's seen all the dead. That's later been admitted. All this is going on. This is a very prominent person. He was on TV that day. And then to see us put out the report, because Dylan and them want to get the news out, but at the same time, they don't want to have this guy get crushed or deluged. Or then the anti-truth people, they've already found out who it is. They're already running their spin-op. I have seen quite a few blogs and sites that are running their spin-ops. And then others in our own movement that are yelling at us for not saying who it is and saying it's clear it's this guy. They've matched the voice, the videos. But I'm a man of my word. We're not putting it up yet. I know Steve's doing an article. And then, I guess once it's in 20 websites, we'll put it up. But the main reason I want to see it out is because I can't believe there's disinfo people saying we're making this up. I mean, this is a pretty high-level official. And it's powerful. This is a smoking gun. And I'm an executive producer, Liz Shane, but that doesn't mean I, you know, control the decisions or what goes on. And I tend to agree with what they're doing, and it's their call. And I'm just glad they came on and, you know, did some coverage of it here. But for their own safety, they had to do that. So instead of us all being indecisive, it's a good decision for now. And if people figure it out, they figure it out. Dylan got challenged a few nights ago about this, and then some callers called in and backed it up and basically brought out who it was. It's out there. But we're just going to wait because it's just true. If I put it out on PrisonPlanet.com, it will be gigantic. I mean, huge. But this fellow doesn't really want his name out in the public yet till the film comes out. But then you've got the added thing of safety. It's safer to have it completely out. Again, I err on releasing and going all the way, but I respect and understand the other reasons and other ingredients that go into this. But this is suspenseful. And this is one of the big smoking guns, folks. This is one of the big ones. This is as big as Silverstein saying they gave the order to pull it and watch the building come down. This is bigger. This is creme de la creme. This is huge. And I want to bring this out, and Steve has completed the article, but I told him wait on it. We're going to wait. Who knows? You might hear about it in a few months. You might hear about it in 5 hours. I don't know, but it gives me a headache just thinking about it because my whole instincts are just open fire and forget, get the info out, fire torpedoes. You know, I mean, that's basically it. I see the enemy, I fire torpedoes. We got smoking guns, we drop them on them. That's what we do. But I fully understand all the reasons because, you know, with the film, it makes the film a lot stronger, plus the fellow doesn't want the stuff out yet. But, I mean, what do they think it's going to do? I mean, for their safety, they had to report that they had this. And it's a ball of wax, it's a can of worms, it's a barrel of snakes, it's whatever you want to call it. And let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Who's up first here? John in West Virginia, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex Jones. It's good to talk to you.
God bless you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, I had something happen last night, and I've watched many of your films, and we're pretty much in the fight here, too. And I just wanted to share something with you in detail to your listeners on what happened last night. We were coming back from some friend's house. Approximately 11:48 last night, we stopped at a red light facing east. I noticed a cruiser heading toward my direction coming west. I proceeded to turn. We were going right there to the convenience store at the intersection. I pulled in, and I pulled a little bit slightly to the left of the store. Well, I noticed the police cruiser pulled up behind me. Now, there was no lights, no sirens or nothing like that on the police cruiser, so he never pulled me over. We were already stopped. I guess 30 seconds to a minute later, another cruiser pulled up behind him. Again, with no lights or sirens. My wife was in the store, and the lead officer, Kingsley, he had a silver SWAT pin. He come up to my driver's side door, knocked on it, and said, I heard your daughter crying, so I wanted to check it out. I said, she's fine. She's just overtired. That was his first story for approaching my vehicle. He ends up changing it like three times. Anyways, he just tried to argue with me, saying that my daughter wasn't in her booster seat and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah. They get hundreds of thousands into the system snatching children, folks. And now, I mean, when they come up, they'll literally start licking their lips and, God, that's a big color. God, how do I get this guy's kids? Oh, how do I kill America? I mean, literally, that's the whole attitude is they got to let us know they're the boss. We're all criminals. They're the good guys. So this continues.
Well, my wife came out of the store. She approached the passenger side of the vehicle, and he's already up at my window and already started knocking on it and asking me if I could step out of the vehicle to talk. And I just kept telling him, no, you didn't pull me over. You can talk to me through the window.
Yeah, it's just paramilitary goon forces just crawling all over us, and they're just racing to hire even more. And that guy's probably been running checkpoints in Iraq 2 years ago. He's probably been kicking down doors. And, man, it just feels good to be back in Fallujah. Please continue.
Well, after about 2 minutes or so, he started to get very irate because I wouldn't let him in. So he went around to the passenger side and got his nightstick out over my wife and daughter, and he was going to come get me through the passenger side. So I just went ahead and got out of the vehicle to protect my family.
So that happened to Mike Hansen, one of my camera guys. So he starts menacing the car with a nightstick.
Yep.
God almighty. God almighty.
He grabbed me by the arm and he pulled me to the rear of the first cruiser. He had a really firm grip on me, and he said he smelled alcohol. He was wanting to get the breathalyzer.
Jesus.
I said, that's fine.
So basically, he got the compliance. That's a form of torture. You know, they've got pain compliance, what they call torture when they twist your arm now. But instead, this is the menacing the family. You're now complying. What happened?
Well, basically, he gave me the breathalyzer. And as he was pulling it away, I seen his thumb over a button on the right side. I looked down, the digital read said 0.09. Well, I seen him changing it. He moved it up. He was pushing this button on the right side of the device, and he was raising it up, and I know it was a 10 or a 0.10 or better. And I quickly called him out on it. I said, I seen what you did. I watched him raise it much higher so he could get me for the DUI. And I'd say it was probably around a 0.15 after he got done.
You mean they put controls on those?
Yes, sir. I guarantee it. I seen him do it. I know I seen it.
Oh, my God.
God is my witness. I seen it.
So what happened?
I yelled out. My wife was in front of the store with my daughter, and I said, I yelled out. I said, he breathalyzed me, and I said I blew a 0.09 because that was the first number I saw. So that's what I said. It was a 0.09. Now, the limit, I guess it's a national limit now, it's 0.08.
What? Finish the story. Finish the story.
They were just trying to scare me, and they got on to that I wasn't resisting, and I wasn't feeding into their garbage, and I kept saying, no, you're violating my rights. You didn't have no probable cause to approach my vehicle.
You mean they said you were resisting or you weren't resisting?
They said I was resisting.
Okay.
And give me all that garbage.
So how did it end?
Well, basically, we called my father-in-law, which is actually the one that turned me on to listening to you and Bible prophecy of me and everything. But they really couldn't do nothing. I mean, once he showed up, their story changed again for the third time. There was two witnesses in the store that seen the whole thing go down. They just, bottom line, wouldn't let me drive my vehicle. Even though they still didn't.
Well, look, you're just lucky to get out of there. My experience is, don't argue with them. Frankly, roll the window down. Go through the motions with them. They're totally brainwashed. They're ruined people when they act like that. And just realize they're damaged, brainwashed zombies. Not all cops, but cops that act like that are.
Yes,
and just try to not upset them. Because it's all about how their daddy was mean to them, or somebody beat them up once, or
right.
A lot of them are really big wimps. So they try to get into being tough. Whereas a truly tough, aggressive man learns to hold back and actually goes the opposite direction. That's what these fools don't know. I mean, the meanest person out there is some nice guy bouncing a baby on his knee. And so the key is you just want to stay out of their system. And, sir, never drink. If you're going to drink, do it in your house, okay? And that's not even safe now. Never, just stay out of their system. The country's going into hell, and you're lucky. You're lucky they didn't take your child right there. I appreciate you calling. We'll be right back on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. final segment, couple final calls, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, let's just go back live right now. Let's just go ahead and cut down the music and go right to the calls. Let's talk to... We want to hurry as fast as we can. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you? I'm kind of curious about some of the things you've been talking today about, you know, especially like the Johnny Cash song. I just have a couple of things I'm going to read. I'm not going to... Your listeners want to track them down to see where they... You know,
sure, go ahead.
Where I've got them. It's the Lord who comes will bring both, who will bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. And I think one of the things I often hear on your show is people call in and they ask for strategy and should we form some underground movement or something like that. And I think you've been dead on accurate when you've said that this isn't about a revolution. It's about bringing to light and exposing the evil of the New World Order and the goons that are trying to take it over.
Exactly. People say, what's the solution? You expose them and let them stop having the moral high ground and point out how out of control they are. They will fall.
Absolutely. And I think most importantly for what all these things are trying to do, this isn't a revolution. It's our country. What the revolution is the New World Order taking it over.
Yeah, we're counter-revolutionaries. We're restorationists. We're preservationists. We're trying to keep our liberty and move forward with that as our code into the future. Anything else, sir?
Just saying, and again, and, you know, people can take heart, and you know, they are going to lose so long as there is enough people who are willing to expose and fight for the truth. They will lose.
Absolutely, my friend. I appreciate your call. Jeremiah in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jeremiah. Or Joshua, go ahead.
Joshua, yes. Alex, thank you so very much for taking my call, because the subject matter of my call is very important to me.
We only got a few minutes. Go ahead.
We only got a few minutes, and I would much rather want to call tomorrow to talk to you about this.
Let's do that. Call me tomorrow, then. Let's talk to Carl in Montreal, Canada. Carl, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've been researching this and exposing this for several years. There's a couple articles. I don't know if you have copies of speeches. I think you should look them up if you can. One was President Bush's speech in August 1st, I think it was August 1st, August 2nd of 2002, in a meeting with King Abdullah, where Bush was talking about getting rid of religion. And the other was over in Liberia with the former warlord Charles Taylor. When he was leaving Liberia to head to Nigeria, he gave a speech, and he was saying how he was being forced from power because he wouldn't agree to the one world government. I don't know if you have copies of those.
I remember reading both of those. I don't think I have them in front of me. Send them to me.
I believe it's part of the bigger picture, getting rid of religion and this growing movement all over the Internet and the news to get rid of religion, and recent comments made by Elton John last year.
But that doesn't mean get rid of religion. It means replace it with their new global tyranny religion of the earth, which isn't really for the environment. It's a counterfeit of what makes sense to take care of the earth. They've just co-opted all that and are using it as a religion, as many top sociologists and psychologists have been saying.
Yes.
I hear you. I got to let you go. It's the end of the show. Thank you so much. I'm going to have more powerful guests and information tomorrow. We may be having breaking news on 9/11. We'll see what happens with that as that develops. And I really just want to broadside the debunker right upside the head with all this info. And I will see you tonight down at the Alamo Draft House South Lamar for a screening of an hour of Endgame and of the new edition of Terror Storm. By the way, the new edition of Terror Storm is available. You can order it at Infowars.com. We'll be shipping those out in a few weeks. We can't ship them for a few weeks because of the distributor rules, but we will soon. The new edition of Terror Storm, 17 minutes of new powerful info, available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free to get the films, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. What a great activist center. Go there. You can download all the films in super high-quality bandwidth and burn them to disk and get them out to people. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.